sugar, spice, and everything.
Wait, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for me. Tomato, passes them for Conquery.
To the Glam Podcast. This is Amanda Seculo. I'm here in the studio with Ginger Swan and Meredith Cleveland, and we are happy to be back. It's been a little while.
Kind of had a maternity leave.
I don't know.
Podcast
break.
Did you have a baby? Because I didn't. Nope.
Someone here had a child.
Minor detail.
Minor.
Forget about it.
Just a little.
That's a load of crap. Let's just call it as it
so
is.
So Amanda's world has been officially rocked with Riker.
Yes.
The more ways rock than star. One.
Yes. I've been doing a lot of rocking.
Yeah. Pun intended.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Yeah.
Yes. I had a baby like a month ago, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's been that long.
No, it doesn't. But time flies when you're having fun and don't sleep.
Time flies when you're having fun and not sleeping at all.
At all.
But, Amanda, she's
that's
sporting an awesome sweatshirt in
a ponytail.
Yeah.
I have on a sparkly headband and sequin shoes.
Hey.
Let me be. I'm fancy in my own accord.
Whatever.
I'm fancy.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a t-shirt and sweatshirt.
Well,
it looks very comfy.
It does.
This is my favorite sweatshirt. Okay. For those of you who underestimate minor league baseball.
Don't.
Their sweatshirts are the best.
And their foam fingers
they don't have much, but
superb
number one.
Foam fingers.
That's awesome.
And not a bad hot dog either.
No, and cheap if you go certain lines.
So, just what we're talking about there with your expectations of minor league baseball.
Right.
That's what we're talking about today.
Don't judge minor league baseball.
So, our topic for today, seeing as Amanda is back in the game of podcasting, and we have lots of life events being thrown at us.
There's other big news, Ginger.
I know. I have not.
That's right. There is big news.
There's really big news.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I saw a dog.
Not you.
I put up a Christmas tree.
I don't get big news either.
Everyone, listen.
I don't have a life, therefore I don't need to speak. Okay, go ahead. I'm just going to sit here for the
remainder
of this
time. I got the best manicure of my life. And you can see it on Twitter. And I have a sparkly ring on my left finger.
Woohoo!
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
So,
yeah. Engaged.
4 years in waiting. Finally happened.
With the words, will you marry me already?
Already. Yeah, exactly. And it was amazing, and it was in one of the oldest, well, the oldest still standing theater in Birmingham, Alabama, where I'm from. And it was awesome. And I'll probably write a blog about it so you can see more of the mushy-gushy romantic details.
I know everybody wants to know.
Probably so, or probably not, so you can read it or not. But basically, with all this crazy life stuff happening, I just thought about, we've talked about waiting before. Being on that end of things.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the anxiety that comes with that, that you have to really let go of and worry, and expectations in a general sense. But what about expectations that are just for some big life event that has been up on a pedestal that you think about on a much more regular basis than other things that happen in life? And then what about when you get to those moments? And when things are different than you think they're going to be.
Yeah.
So that's our big question for today. So some of you, that time might be graduation from high school or college or getting your first big job or something that you've had in your mind some kind of expectation for and a big expectation.
Well, Meredith's got the college thing covered.
Yeah.
She's our most recent grad.
Do you want to talk about that first?
I can't talk because I don't have any big news.
That is big news. What are you talking
Excuse
about?
Excuse me, like...
I mean, it was a few months ago. But
6 months ago.
But you're
Still
the most recent
news.
One. See, I'm not there yet, so I cannot speak of it.
Yeah,
she's right.
A whole lot closer than somebody else sitting at this table.
Always an undercut.
You can dish it. I'll dish it right back, homie.
I didn't dish anything.
Excuse me.
You said I saw a dog.
Have you never seen Elf? Come on.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
from Elf?
Yeah. When he calls him, he's like, all right, I saw a dog. Call you in 5 minutes.
Good news. I saw a dog.
I don't...
Obscure Elf references. Meredith Cleveland. Thank you.
We were doing that
Meredith
yesterday.
Meredith 1, too. Amanda 0.
Yeah, it's like Meredith 12, Amanda -4, but we won't go there.
So has there been anything... basically, was it just a relief to be finally done with school, or was there some, like...
It was a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Like, it was relief to think that I'd never, ever, ever have to write a paper again if I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, I can do it for kicks and giggles, but seriously, who does that?
Yeah.
If you do that, I will make fun of you.
When you have interns in the office, you might end up doing it more often than
well, I as a matter of fact, I worked on one this morning. Let's just say that. Actually, I found one and I sent it to her. So anyway. You're welcome, Lauren. Anyway, it's a relief because that weight is off.
Yeah.
Because I felt like for the 21 years, I always had a deadline. Mm-hmm. I was always working towards the end of a semester, the end of, you know, as crazy as it sounds, I was working towards the end of elementary school, the end of middle school, the end of high school. Then I was working towards the end of each semester. Then it was like the end of college. And then I was working towards the end of seminary and, you know, getting a thesis. I was working towards the end of everything. And then I finally came to the end and I was like, the feeling that I had when I did not have to make a to-do list for a semester of all the papers was
yeah.
incredible. But then it was scary because I'm like, now what?
Yeah.
Because in May, every time a school year or a semester ended in May, I knew it was coming in August. Mm-hmm. And so in May, I was like, the last time I was like this in May was I was 4. And
yeah.
the biggest thing was what's going to come on TV next or what?
Yeah.
Can I have... You
when
know,
does Sesame Street come
what
on?
Cookies do I get for snack today? That was the biggest issue. And now I'm like, because it was a comfort. It was a security that I always had something to do next.
Yeah.
Like when I finished high school, I had the security of my next 4 years is going to be college. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Then I finished college and my security was the next, well, what ended up being 4 years, is going to be grad school. And now I'm like, well, crap.
Yeah.
I don't know what the next 4 years hold. So
yeah. Well, because that's what you mean. Like, you know you're at GLAM right now and that
right.
we have all these things going on right now. But it's like when you're in school, you know that 4 years you have no choice over, basically. I mean, you always have the choice to drop out. But if you're
right.
committing to that, then that's where you are.
Right. And, I'm
and
the
it's some kind of security
kind of person
that.
Once there's, like, an end, a deadline, once I see something, I'm going to work towards it. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop because I strive on success, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And so I always want that, not like a physical pat on the back, but that accomplishment of knowing I just did that. So
yeah.
I'm always going to keep going. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like...
So if you're very goal-oriented, sometimes once you've finished that big milestone
it kills you.
Goal, you're like, well, okay.
You know, even when I worked in a church, you know, I would plan for months on these big events and work. And you're experienced that probably with a wedding. You're going to work and work and work, and you're going to have your wedding. And then now you're like,
the
now
next
what?
Day you're like,
Yeah. You know, so it's like,
hey,
hi.
If I don't have a project to keep me busy, I'm frustrated and miserable because I'm like, I have
yeah.
no deadlines. I told Amanda yesterday, I live on deadlines. It's really kind of sad. I probably sound like a really big nerd when I say
no.
that.
You've already proclaimed yourself as a nerd,
yeah,
so
no.
just
it's okay,
be real.
Right? But I work on deadlines. I
yeah.
always have to be working on something.
Yeah.
I enjoy going on vacation, but I'm like thinking about like 5 days doing nothing. I'm like, that's why I loved being on a cruise a couple of weeks ago because it had all these things you could do.
All these
like,
plan your schedule.
Time, I could. You know, I don't think.
I love that too.
Our lunch has a deadline because we have a comedy show to see.
Exactly. You know, I'm like, I'm not sure I could just go to an island for a week with no time because I'm going to be like, how am I going
to
know?
Am I supposed to be somewhere else?
What
right
time
now?
I have to be at dinner when you can just come whenever? I could never do that on a cruise ship. Whenever dining, I'm like, I can't do that. I need to know
you
what
tell
time.
Me what time to be there. I eat on demand.
Sometimes Amanda will call and be like, hey, we're going to do this. And I'll be like, okay, what time? And she's like, oh, yeah, just whenever. And I'm like, no.
What time?
What time do I need to be there? I don't,
yeah.
Make one up. Pull it out of your booty. I really don't care.
Yeah.
I've got to know. I am just, that's the kind of person I am. But being that way, I also miss so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I miss the little joys of just things popping up and doing them or things happening. Yeah. Or I miss, I put God in a box because I'm like, God, you have to work in this time frame.
Yeah.
And he can't be put in a box, but I try to.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, let's just run on my time.
Yeah.
And not on yours. And so it's good because I get stuff done, but it's also very hurtful in my life because I miss so much because of it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that happens too. Just because you're graduating in 2012, God might not have your next job for you that he has, you know, quote, lined up, ready for you in the plan. And you might have some limbo time mm-hmm. waiting for that. And that expectation of what you thought was the timeline is not his.
Limbo certainly happens a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we do have a whole podcast on waiting. So
check that out.
Yeah, check that out. I don't know what number it is. I'm sorry. But you can.
I don't either.
You can. I think we even have on the topic library waiting.
27.
Or patience.
Are you kidding?
27?
You
know no, that? I just sounded.
You sounded very assertive when you said
if
that.
If you
I was
go,
like, she knows.
I'll look it up. As we're talking, I'll look it up.
In the topic library, we have a topic on patience. And so hopefully it's in there if we've done our work in categorizing everything correctly.
If Ginger has done what she's supposed to do.
Hey, Lauren is on that now.
Uh-oh,
she's learned how to
we're
do
in trouble
it.
Then.
So we will see. But so with me and my big recent news of being engaged, I feel like that is probably that and engagement, marriage, babies are so big for girls thinking about. Because
certainly.
With school, you kind of know how it's going to go. You know, like, if I do everything, I will graduate. But with a relationship, I'm wondering, will you actually get married or when will you actually get married? Like, you know your graduation date, but you don't know when you're going to get proposed to.
Mm, that's so true.
Or what your exact wedding date will be, even when you have all these expectations of
sure.
it. Because you will have tons of expectations. That's what I'm thinking about in my wedding. It's like, I can't control every aspect. I can't control who has gone to a venue before me and reserved every date and, you know, if what times they have available. And it's just every little perfect thing that you would ever want is not just going to be all in your control of your two little feeble hands.
Absolutely. And you will learn that you will try and try and try and try to control that, but it will not work.
Exactly. And you just had to think of the top priorities are you get to get married to your best friend, that all the people that you love will be there, and you'll make some decisions on things that you like colors and different things better than others, and that's kind of what you have control over. And,
yep.
And the date and venues and all this stuff that is so hard to control, it's what you just have to let go.
Yeah.
And what my expectation that I wanted to share was, is that I am very picky and do have control freak issues on the down low, but I'm very unconfrontational. So I'm a control freak without wanting everyone to think that I'm trying to control them.
I'm a manipulative control freak is what that translates
yes.
to.
No, but I'm not even manipulative. If someone is not responding to what I want them to do, then I just, like, get my feelings hurt.
That's funny.
I'm just like, you know, I was talking about maybe having the wedding in Nashville where people from Birmingham would have to come up, and I was talking to a friend that was like, oh, really? Like, you really want to, you know, make people drive up there? And I'm just, like, getting my feelings hurt that she would even say that. Like, it's my day. Don't even say anything.
And you've only been engaged a week.
Yeah, I'm like, I've been engaged 2 days.
That's
this is
funny.
Not looking well. But I think, too, it's just, like, the whole of everything not being in your control as a girl. Like, you know, I've told some of my friends this when they've felt like they are just waiting on their boyfriend to make the decision or make a move. And I'm like, you know, one thing that I feel like has helped, sometimes it doesn't always help, but just thinking about what if all that was on your shoulders? What if you were having to save up for the ring and you were having to make the plan and you were having to think of all the life events that need to be in place before you would propose? Then stop just complaining on the other end, like, he hasn't proposed.
Yeah.
When if that weight was on your shoulders, you would be just being that meticulous like he might be. You know, and when I've told some people that, they're like, wow, when I really try to sit and reverse the roles, I don't even know if I'd want that role, you know,
that's true.
With all that work to try to figure it out and everything. Sometimes it is better to just, I got to be so surprised I mean,
see, I'm the opposite. I'm the type who wishes the role was reversed. I enjoy planning all of that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'd be like, oh yeah, I would love that. Let me plan.
Yeah, you don't like surprises, though.
No, I really do not like surprises.
Yeah, but sometimes even the saving up money and doing all the planning, you would know it would take a certain amount of time, so you have a little bit more patience in that.
Sure.
In waiting, when you just when you reverse the perspective and take on the other perspective, it helps a little bit. So for me, you know, everything is just as many Pinterest boards as you might make, or secret Pinterest boards now. No one even has to know you're making a wedding board.
That's so crazy.
And every 13-year-old girl logged into Pinterest right now. But, yeah, so it's like you have all these expectations of things that you would want, and then one day it's going to be a real decision.
Yep.
And you're going to be like, what?
It's a little, yeah.
Yeah. So moving on to the biggest expectation of all, I think we need to get to Amanda's, because ours are kind of piddly in comparison to
Jeez, now you're throwing me under the bus. First, I have no good news, and mine's just piddly.
Well, I disagree with that statement.
I'm leaving.
Do you think getting married is bigger than having a baby?
No, I think they're all completely different.
Exactly.
Because you're at a different place in life at each point. Like graduating college, I haven't even done that yet.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wait on that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just did things backwards, you know.
Different places on the continuum.
Right. And getting engaged, I can totally relate to. I had big expectations for that, and my husband blew my expectations out of the water. He did such a great job. But I think that's how it works, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God obviously puts you with the person you're supposed to be with. And
yeah.
So you know it's all going to be good. It's not like you're going to be disappointed in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have those expectations that get built up. And then when reality sets in, yes, a lot of times in that, it's better. But there's also going to be some little disappointments that probably can sneak in.
And can I say really quickly, though, as just a very quick side note, some of you might not have known because I've never talked about this on the podcast before, but when I was 21, I was engaged before and had to end up breaking it up because we were totally not right for each other.
Right.
And I can say that I knew something was weird when he proposed to me because it was not anything like I thought it would be in my heart. And so I would say one thing about getting engaged, that if you have no excitement and something is just really funny, and in my mind I just lied to myself and thought, I guess getting engaged is just not that exciting in reality. And I would just like to say to everybody, that is a lie. That if you get to that point and you're like, I guess this just wasn't, I'm just not going to be excited about this in real life. The only people I've heard say that
are people who weren't meant to be.
Or people who end up breaking up, yeah. Or the people who say that before their wedding are the ones who get divorced. So I would just say, take that at least as a red flag to check it out.
Right.
It might just be you were in a weird mood and maybe things were just weird, but it's at least a red flag to look at. And that's one thing that I can just say now is like, when it's right, it's really right, and you are going to be the most excited you could ever even dream to be. So, anyway, but get on to the
babies.
Babies.
Expectations of babies.
Oh.
Huh. Let's just be honest. I was completely fooling myself when I thought. I had, like, great expectations for myself. Like, I know what babies are like, you know.
You've been around other people's babies.
I've been around a lot of babies,
yeah.
And so I just thought, I got this handled. Let me just tell you, I so do not have this handled. I thought, I'll be able to get back to my schedule. I'll have plenty of time to do stuff. Newborns just sleep all the time. Not joking. Monday, I took my first real shower in like 3 days. Like, I got dressed and done things, but like the first like real shower, you know, the kind where you like get to shave your legs and actually wash your hair.
Yeah.
Never take those for granted. Ever.
That's funny.
Ever.
Well, is it you just didn't realize how often he would be awake and everything?
Well, I just didn't realize how all-consuming it would be.
Yeah.
And it's not just that there's so much to do. It's just literally like...
In your brain and
in
heart.
In my heart, in my brain, with my body. Everything about me is attached to him.
Yeah.
And I just didn't expect to have that kind of overwhelming, like, need to be a part of every single second of his life.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I'd be able to compartmentalize things,
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, well, when I get home, it's time for baby. But when I'm here at the office, it's work, you know, mm-hmm. but you can't separate the two.
Yeah.
And so I'm still figuring out how to balance and how to make things work. And it is definitely trial and error.
Yeah.
But, you know, little by little, I'm learning and adjusting. I think the biggest expectation I had for myself was maybe for my body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought I was in shape before I got pregnant. You know, I didn't eat great during my pregnancy, but I didn't eat terrible either.
Mm-hmm.
And I just expected to kind of bounce back really fast. And here I am a month later, and I'm kind of looking at myself in the mirror every day going,
body, what you doing?
You're not supposed to look like that still. So the realization has set in that, you know, I had a baby. And
yeah.
It's not going to, it took 9 months to get on there. It's going to take a while to come off. And,
yeah.
You know, those kind of things. Like, I just thought, you know, life would go back to normal. I'll just have somebody tagging along.
I saw an internet meme that said, we were such perfect parents before we actually
yes,
had kids.
Yes, I saw that. Remember when we were such perfect parents, you know, before we had children?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the one thing that is, like, my motto, because I have, like, a lot of agendas. I'm like, I will, you know, do this recycling thing and be all organic and be all organized and do all these things that I want to do in my life. But I know, I'm like, when I will say nothing for sure until I am there. You know, I will say like, oh yeah, I'd love to do all like nature mom stuff. Until I am there and making the decision, knowing what it's really like, I'm not going to just be on some soapbox like, off on the sidelines,
right?
You know, like,
Ginger's gonna be feeding her kids McDonald's through the drive-thru.
She's like her clunker, just eat it.
Her clunker of a car who's burning a hole in the ozone layer, and then throwing their water bottles away in the garbage can when they get to the house.
Okay, I don't think I'll ever do that, but
don't say it.
I don't say I'll never do it, but that will not be.
I can't wait for the day.
Well, you know, and it's funny because. You know, I respect those moms who can do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not even attempted that, or at least not to an extreme. Like, there's certain things that I'm very particular about. But,
yeah.
You know, when it came to, like, birthing a child, I was not the one who said I wanted to go all natural.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about modern medicine. I, you know, when it comes to feeding and diapering my child, I'm, you know, doing what I have to do for him. And,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't worry me.
Yeah.
But I know that there's a lot of mothers out there, and that does worry them.
Yeah.
And so they're very conscious, and they do things that are very eco-friendly or very, you know, body-friendly, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect it if they can commit to it and really do it.
Yeah. But the thing is, you shouldn't not be a mom and be lecturing moms is
exactly.
What my point is. And that's the same thing for, like, if you are not in a relationship, not to say that you can't give advice to people who are, because there's always good sound advice from the Bible that no matter how old you are or anything, there's always good sound advice. But at the same time, with expectations, if you are not actually in that person's shoes at
then
that moment,
keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, a lot of times your advice is not really going to, especially
so
won't be heard.
Guilty, though, of that, like, well, when I'm a mom, I'm never doing this. Or
oh,
when
yeah.
I have a baby, I'm totally not doing this. And mm-hmm. It is not going to be like this. Well, let me just tell you, my whole birth plan went out the window when I went to have my child. Like, everything that I expected to happen did not happen.
Yeah.
And it ended up being the opposite. And, in fact, what I said was my worst-case scenario before I went in.
Yeah.
But either way, he got here. God brought him into this world, and he's perfect, and he's mm-hmm. beautiful, and it was everything that he wanted it to be.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And you just aren't going to just sit around being sad about something that God brought you through
exactly.
And it's already over.
There's no grieving that. And
yeah.
Then, like, I think about how I, before I had a baby, you know, I judged moms who were like, I only cloth diaper,
uh-huh.
You know, or I only ate organic the entire time I was pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, please, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I respect those women now. I'm like, well, if you had the determination to do that, then by all means.
More power to you.
I'm not the type of mom who can spray off cloth diapers in the toilet every day. But if you are,
then
awesome.
Yeah, then great. One thing I had never even seen Good Will Hunting. It was one of
what?
Those movies that,
where
like,
have you been?
Well, it's just one of those that everyone's already seen and no one wants to watch it again. And it's
on TV all the time.
I know.
Watch it, like, I think once a month.
I've seen all the major scenes from it. Like, I knew the major plot, but I just had never sat down and watched all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the obviously iconic Robin Williams monologue on the bench when Will, the main character, is a genius. Mm-hmm. And Robin Williams' character looks at him and is like, you know, until you have gone to every country and tasted their food, or until you've loved some woman with all your heart, or until you've done these things, you don't know anything. And just talking about how we need to have so much more respect for people older and wiser than us, because there is so much more that comes from actually living something.
Right.
And that's what's the problem with expectations, is you haven't lived that out yet. So how are you to know? Right. So it's not your fault if you have wrong expectations. You just have to have the best that you can. And that's the best thing about mentoring, is that your mentor can help you get your expectations the closest to what they might be in reality, because they actually have been there. If you're just talking to people your own age all the time, no one is offering you that
side
of it.
That's very true.
So
that's very, very true. Lauren, who obviously is here quite often, mm-hmm. We hung out last night to go and get her stuff for her upcoming pageant. Mm-hmm. She's riding in a parade this weekend, so we had to get...
Did she get the wave down?
I think she has the wave already. We had to get a sparkly jacket for her to wear on the back of the convertible, you know?
Yeah.
And we were talking, and she said something about trying to talk to younger girls about certain situations they're going through at high school, and,
yeah,
you know, dealing with boys and friends, along with social media, which is still an issue. Please, please, middle school and high school girls, stay off of social media when you have drama in your life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyways. Different soapbox for a different day.
Yeah.
So I was explaining to her how to communicate, you know, her personal experiences in a way that would be well received by younger girls. And she was like, wow, I never really thought about that. And basically my advice was, make it sound like it's their idea.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. That's like the number one mentoring tip.
Yeah.
Is the best way you can share your personal experiences is putting yourself in their shoes, so they, yeah, can kind of understand that you've been there.
Yeah.
And make your advice seem like it's their idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I was explaining all that. It's true, though. But it helps them keep their expectations at the level of reality instead of setting them so high. Like, I remember being in middle school and high school.
Not high or low, but just off, like in a different place.
Right.
You know?
Well, I remember being in middle school and high school and dealing with drama and, like, so desperately wanting my first boyfriend and so desperately awaiting my first kiss, or,
yeah,
you know, all of those things that come with it, or being in a fight with my best friend and not talking, and, you know,
yeah,
the mean notes and the clicks and all of that, you know, going through all that, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
You know, but you have these great expectations of what it's going to be like, and then when reality sets in, it's never like, it's,
yeah,
you have, you know, that first boyfriend is always kind of, that first kiss, I think I had like 5 before I counted one.
Right, that didn't count.
No wonder she's still in college. Math gets
Logan
every time.
Logan, on your wedding day, it's our first kiss. I've never kissed anybody.
No.
What?
No, but
full of it.
I wish, honestly.
Me too.
I so wish, but yeah, it's just always so like womp womp womp, mm-hmm, you know. And if you can talk to these girls in a way that they can actually understand that, hey, just bring the expectations down. Hold out for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't just rush into this because you think it's going to be some Disney Channel romantic movie moment.
Yeah.
You know? Because, mm-hmm, I'm sorry, The Princess Diaries does not happen in real life.
Yeah.
What?
And wait, what? I'm not secretly a princess in another country.
And your foot does not kick when you get your first kiss. I'm sorry.
You just didn't get the right first kiss, kid.
Did yours kick?
Meredith did not kick her foot.
Did you kick?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, if you...
Think about who it was with. Come on.
I know. Just saying.
Now listen. Our last question is here. So, other than with your mentor, helping yourself prepare for facing reality, and what if it's different and that will be so disappointing in a moment that's such a big milestone?
Right.
You know, like in reading Love Does with Bob Goff, he said his wedding cake crashed to the ground.
That's, you know, funny.
Oh my God.
They had to scrape it up. It had cement pebbles in it.
That's funny. Sorry. That's funny.
Oh,
so,
man.
It's like, what in the world do you do on that moment you've dreamed about your whole life and someone drops
you
your wedding?
You cry. That's what you do. You cry and then you laugh.
Wow.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Or at least that's what I would do.
No, so it's like, Samantha Will that works here at their wedding, the lady completely did the wrong color cake. Not even close to what she wanted.
Wrong design.
Everything wrong. And Samantha walked out, and it's like right before we're about to like go get her married, she walks out and she's just like, nope, I'm not thinking about this. It's a cake. And she just like turned back around.
And she handled
good
it
for her.
With amazing grace.
Yeah. Florist covered it with flowers. It all was well.
Wow.
It was a hydrangea cake by the end of the
day. I hope
it
was a free cake.
It ended up being a free cake.
It was.
The groom's cake, however, was beautiful.
Exactly. So it's just like, yes, you know, you got to think in those moments. If something goes differently than what you think, you know, be thankful for everything that else about it. You know, maybe it's
there's
just
a
this
silver
small,
lining.
Yeah, there's always a silver lining and a good story. I love
a
telling
great
that story. How this cake was saved by hydrangeas.
Let me just tell you, when I think about these expectations that I had and how what a perfect mom I thought I was going to be, and now every time I get peed on or my baby pukes or,
yeah,
you know, when he won't sleep for me, but all of a sudden someone else touches him and he's out, you know, those moments are redefining what it means for me to be the perfect mom. And what that actually comes down to is, I think, just having grace for myself and saying, you know what? Nobody's perfect, and it's
perfect.
Not how I dreamed it would be, but in all reality, it's 1,000 times better than it probably would be if it was what I imagined.
Yeah, no one even knows how to dream about something you have no clue about. What do you have for Bible knowledge for us?
Well, I think the number one thing is, if you're a mentor or if you're the mentee, I guess, you have to remember to think in reality. Because we so
dream. Much as you can.
Yeah, as much as you can. But we so dream, like, the perfect things.
Yes.
And in the back of our heads, we're all like, okay, we really
we
know
this
is not
going
to happen. But you know what? I'm just going to hold out for the fact. And then, like you said, you kind of get disappointed when it's like,
not so much.
Well, that wasn't as
great. Well, what do you mean? Because I don't want to say that people can't dream big.
Dream big, but keep it in reality. Like,
Understand what it is you're looking at. Like,
yeah.
Like I said, the Princess Diaries doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Romantic comedies don't exist. You know, like, life doesn't function like that.
Right.
The perfect mom doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, I have this vision of being like a Stepford wife in my pearls and heels.
Yeah.
Holding a perfect infant who's clean without, you know, milk or poop all over it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that doesn't exist.
Yeah. So I see what you
mean. Right. It's like when we were talking about dating and finding a guy and having a list of, like, qualities. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find that guy who's not going to forget every day, you know, anniversary. I mean, he's going to mess up.
Yeah.
Right.
Not everything
exists
for
a reason.
Exactly. You know, we are fallen creatures. Everything is not going to work out perfectly.
Yes.
So we have to remember, and in that, we have to remember not to overplan ourselves.
Yes.
Like, we cannot look to the future and worry about it. Like, because as girls, and me especially as I'm a planner, I don't think about today at all. I'm like,
you're a week ahead, if not a month ahead.
3 months ahead. Yesterday, Amanda was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, let me tell you what
for the next 6 weeks, I can't do anything.
So I begin to play out literally through, it's the last week of December. Of November. I literally just played out
through the
to
end
like mid of January with her. And I was like, and she just looked at me like,
I was like,
dude,
okay,
are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. And you know, I'm thinking about 12,000 things going on next weekend that I'm so worried about, because I'm like, I don't know how I can be in two places in two different states at a time.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I don't understand. And so I'm
tell somebody
I'm
no.
making it happen. Well, I did, and it didn't work, but
yeah, they didn't take
story.
No for an answer. I told her that. I was like, the only thing you do is say no, Meredith. And then
I was like,
did you do it? And she was like, I did. And I was like, what happened? She's like, they didn't listen.
They rejected the no. So it doesn't help when that happens. But anyway, so I got it figured out now, so it's all good.
Good.
I'm only going to, like, sleep 2 hours, but it's all cool, right? Anyway, you have to focus on today.
Yeah.
Because in Matthew 6, it says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
I'm going to put that in big, bold letters above
desk.
Your desk.
You
I'm going to write
day.
It on the wall.
Yeah.
What is that, Matthew?
6:34. Because if we focus so much on those expectations of what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen a year from now when you graduate, what's going to happen 5, 10 years from now when you get married, if you put all your focus on that, if you put all your focus on that hidden Pinterest board, if you put all your focus on what you're going to do in college, you're going to lose today.
Yeah.
And what incredibly awesome things God has for you today. But then in the same kind of sense, in James chapter 4, he says, "Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why do you even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that."
Yeah.
And that's so incredible because we do that. We plan that. Man, when I was in high school, I had planned college out, and right after college, I would get married and have children and work here. Yeah. Okay, hello, I'm 26, almost 20. Good gravy, I'm getting old. And did anything work out? Yes, I went to college and graduated in the time, a little bit quicker than I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
That's it.
Everything else
is like throw it to the wayside.
You got a pretty super cool job, if you ask me.
It depends what day it is, but minus the boss, but whatever.
Womp womp. You're fired.
Sweet. It's the first time I've been fired this week. We're doing pretty good. And it's Thursday. Hey, what do you say? Anyway, but we always say, well, we're going to do this. You know, you plan ahead so well. That's good. Plan ahead, but don't stay locked to those plans because it's not going to happen. I'm just going to tell you now.
And our expectations should be on heaven.
I know, on that. And like it says, we are but a mist. You know, here today, we could be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
How many kids have we heard about lately that have been killed in a car wreck or by this that are just gone?
I know.
So don't live your day, you know, don't live your life in the future.
Yeah.
Live today for all of its worth because you never know if you're going to have it tomorrow.
And some of those big dreams, like things that you've always wanted to do, that's one thing that we talked about. If you could do anything and not fail, what would you do? Those are things we need to be doing in the now.
Right.
Not saying one day when I'm 30, one day when I'm
And here's the thing, too. You can't give up or just quit if what you expected to happen didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't just chalk it up and throw it all away. You just take what cards you've been dealt and you make it work.
You put on your big girl panties and you move on.
Yeah. And you just kind of go with it. You roll with the punches because the Bible tells us over, you know, in Jeremiah and in Isaiah so many times that God has the perfect plan for us. And it might not be what we want to do, but he has, like, something far beyond anything we could ever imagine. And so we just roll with the punches. We might not be able to see it now, but it's coming.
Oh, yeah. In our daily Instagram today was a quote by Joseph Campbell that said, "We must let go of the life we have planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us."
There you go. That came off my quote wall, by the way.
Yeah. I like that.
I always like to go to Meredith's quote wall and create our daily Instagrams for you guys.
There's a lot of good ones.
Oh, Meredith's brother just sent in a text.
That's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
It has ha-ha under it, though.
He's in a neck brace because...
He had a wreck.
Somebody and you know what? Whatever your brother had planned for today...
It's not going to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
Thank God he's okay,
He's
though.
Good. He's just sending funny pictures from the hospital now to be...
With a neck brace.
With a neck brace. Act like he's passed out in the bed. With ha 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 under it. At least it wasn't LOL.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be podcasting again.
Yay! Oh,
missed talking to you guys.
And luckily, there's not a baby under the table.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first thing we've done, though, with the baby under the table.
Probably true. Oh, man. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed our revisit to the podcast. We'll be back soon. I think we have a Christmas episode coming up soon.
Yeah.
Lauren, our intern, soon to be staff member. My gosh. She's growing up.
So she'll be on soon.
She'll be back. We have some great guests coming up too.
Yeah, we have one next week. Right?
Next week. And maybe. Then some plan for into the new year, I think.
Yeah.
Because we're cool like that.
That's how we roll.
So you'll get to meet some more cool ladies.
Yes. In the meantime, check out some previous episodes. I think there's lots of things, especially the one we talked about on waiting and expectations before, because these two kind of go together.
Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook, Glam Ministries, at Glam Ministries on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Get your daily Instagram on. And we're also on Pinterest if you'd like to check out Ginger's secret Pinterest boards. Maybe she'll reveal them now.
Hey, that's hilarious. I just went through and pinned a lot of stuff today. A lot of quotes today.
Some new quotes.
Okay, well then go check it out. I need to do that as well. Get my Pinterest on. Awesome. Although that probably won't happen because I'll probably...
You're still on catch-up work.
Be feeding a child.
No, she's on baby work.
Yeah, baby work.
Actually, tonight there may be a date happening.
Oh, sweetie.
We're 1 month into this baby thing, and Star Trek is playing in the theater tonight.
Nice.
Womp, womp. So, it might be date night, but we'll see.
Oh, that's sweet.
I think so. Anyways, okay. Until next time, I'm Amanda.
Ginger.
I missed.
And we'll see you next time. Thank you.